I'm challenged still every day because our society is designed to make us want to eat. There are all kind of triggers around us that stimulate our minds to want to eat. Just going down the street and looking at all the different restaurants, the commercials on TVs, the ad in newspapers and magazines of food. And it's just plentiful and it's good and it's comforting. And oftentimes I was eating a lot of the wrong things. My battle is with sweets. I love sweets. And the holiday season is very difficult and very challenging for people with diabetes because it's all around us. It starts around Halloween, all the way past Super Bowl. We're just bombarded with food, food, food. So it is very challenging. People often tell me, well, all you have to do is just change the way you eat and exercise. Well, that is quite easier said than done. It's a little more difficult than that. It takes a lot of discipline to get diabetes under control. But the first thing you have to do is accept that you have diabetes. And you have to decide and make up your mind you're going to do whatever it takes and everything it takes to get this disease under control. Because if you don't control this disease, it's going to take charge of you. And the complications, they don't just come one at a time. Sometimes they present three at a time. And it's very challenging to live the rest of your life with complications because when you listen to the statistics associated with diabetes, you would think that there's nothing that can be done about this disease. But the good news is, even though there are a lot of complications associated with diabetes, oftentimes these complications can be prevented if we just make the lifestyle changes. Now, if we can get it in our head, if we can get it together in our head, everything else will fall in place for us. And I tell people that this is not a death sentence. It's not a disease of deprivation. We can eat the same foods. We just have to watch our portions. We have to watch our fat content, and we have to watch the amount of carbohydrates that's in that meal serving. And if the majority of people ate like people with diabetes should, obesity would not be an epidemic today, which has led to the epidemic of diabetes obesity.